Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome into the program. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope your day is starting off well. It's still a little windy out there. And I'm seeing a lot of posts, social media posts from people who are saying, oh, this person stole my inflatable Christmas decoration out of my yard. Please return it. How terrible are people? And while that is a possibility that some of these inflatables are being stolen, and I know that it happens, I've seen people post like Ring camera videos of it happening. But it's also been really windy the last couple of days, and I wonder how much of it has been people just don't want to admit to themselves that they didn't have it securely tied down enough. But if there is someone going around and stealing Christmas decorations, you're the worst kind of person in the world. First of all, those things are expensive. They're also insane. The way that, I don't know about you, but I think that they've gotten bigger and more ubiquitous. Is more ubiquitous a thing? Can you say that? Anyway, I mean, you see them everywhere now, and they have one for everything. If you can think of a Christmas-related figure, character, movie scene, whatever, there's probably an inflatable for it. But they're not cheap. You know, $50, $100, $150 people are paying for these things, sometimes even more. And yet, someone just feels like they can walk in another person's yard and steal them. So I hope that some of these ones over the last few days were just the wind, and that the people can recover the inflatables. The problem is you've got a big giant Buddy the Elf that gets picked up by the wind. Who knows where that thing ends up? And if it does deflate and land, it's probably because it got damaged. And now it's useless. I don't understand how the I don't know all the ins and outs of how those things work. I've certainly done inflatable things before, but I've never done like the big yard inflatables, because when I was doing my yard, I only did it for Halloween. My ex-wife would be the one to put up Christmas lights, and she never really, you know, wanted to put, like, she didn't want to do the whole house. Obviously, if we were going to do the whole house, I would have helped with that. But she just did like the light pole in the front yard and the railing on the front steps, and that was kind of it. It was just a little bit, add a little color. You know, my son would want to do the decorating, so they would do that together. But Halloween was my thing, and I had a rule: no inflatables, because I didn't want my yard to look cheesy for Halloween. And sorry, folks, but inflatables, I shouldn't say cheesy. That's probably a little bit of a harsh word. I didn't want it to look cartoonish. I wanted it to look scary. And for those of you who think that adding inflatables is adding to the scariness of your yard, I've got some news for you. and nobody's scared of an inflatable. No matter how scary the inflatable might look. So that was my rule, no inflatables. So I don't really have any experience with them. I don't know if they're, you know, they rip and that's it. You throw them away. If they're like, because back in the days when I was a kid, you got a pool toy, a beach toy, something like that, and it ripped. You got a patch kit and you repaired it. Somewhere along the lines, though, they became a lot more disposable and people would just throw them away and get a new one. But I remember always having a patch kit, like in the garage or in the basement, to be able to repair those things. And then you hoped you did it right the next time you got into the pool. But if you're paying $150 for a giant Snoopy inflatable, I hope there's a way to repair it. But again, we'll see what happens. We'll see if these people find these things or if they really were stolen. And again, if you are going out there and stealing these things, you are the worst kind of person. I would just assume, and I know this isn't right, I know this isn't accurate, but I would just assume if I went to a yard that had inflatables, that children lived there. And that the children wanted to have those inflatables. I know that's a big assumption. So you're basically saying to yourself, I'm going to go steal these decorations from a kid. And for what? To put in your own yard? That's a dead giveaway. To sell on Facebook Marketplace? You'll get found out. It's like the grinchiest of moves. I'm actually getting a message from someone who says they're afraid of inflatables. If they ever get too scary for you, you can just go over and unplug them. That's how you beat them. That's how you defeat them. I'll show you, inflatable. I'll cut the power, and then we'll see how big and bad you are. But I can't imagine, I never would have thought we lived in a world, and I should know better, but I never would have thought we lived in a world where people felt emboldened enough to go into someone else's yard and steal their holiday decorations. Just terrible. And I also don't get the point. Like, is there a big black market for holiday inflatables? Is there some guy like going up to, are you meeting at the payphone outside of the CVS like everybody in Wareham used to do to get their weed? Are you meeting somebody at the payphone and being like, hey man, you got any of them Garfields with the Santa hat? Like I don't see the black market for this. I've never walked into a pawn shop and seeing like a section of here's all the Halloween inflatables. Here's all the Christmas inflatables. And I will also tell you, you know, that my trick works for Christmas as well as much as it does for Halloween. If you want to wait until the days after Christmas to go out and buy those things and then save them for next year, you'll get them at least half off. Unless the stores do what they've started to do with Halloween decorations, which is get greedy about it and they put them away for next year and don't mark them down. You know, they mark down the stuff that they don't want to put back, but the bigger, more expensive things, they just take off the shelf. Although I did notice that Walmart had a lot of inflatables on clearance after Halloween, but I don't think they ever got more than like 25% off. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
You know, I'm listening to you while I'm having my coffee and, you know, you're talking about how, you know, you can't fathom that, you know, people are stealing stuff, those big inflatables. And, you know, it's true. They, first of all, well, before I get on that, you just brought up another thing about the stores not, really putting like more than 50% or 25% off on all these, whether it's Halloween stuff or Christmas stuff. You know, I've already noticed that a couple of years that, you know, in the past, like people couldn't wait to run into the store like a day or two right after to buy all that stuff because they would, you know, you could get like really good, cheap Christmas stuff to save for the following year.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think what they've been doing is they, whatever junk that they don't want to store, they leave out, which ends up being much of nothing. And then everything else, they just put back in the warehouse and keep it for the following year. And that's, you know, that's kind of a sad situation, you know, that they have to do that. But getting back to the inflatables, you know, I do know of people who they've had inflatables actually stolen out of their yard. And it's not, you know, the wind hasn't blown it away because these people really do secure their stuff down. And, you know, you were making a comment, you don't understand, you know, like they're just deplorables that they could do something like that. Well, listen, just think about this. If you can go into a cemetery where your loved ones are and you have Christmas stuff there, even stuff that, like, say, for a poinsettia plant that you make a hole and stick the pot in there because you're afraid it's going to walk off by itself, and they can actually dig that up just to pull the pot out. I mean, how deplorable or low scum can you be? So, you know, even people in the cemetery don't get any respect. So how can anybody that has those inflatables, I mean, they don't think about it. You know, nowadays, these people, they don't think about taking anything. And, you know, and it's a sad situation that we're living in today, especially, you know, now at Christmas time when, you know, things should be, you know, people should be happy and, you know, it should be like it used to be. I don't know. I don't want to sound negative. And I mean, I know it's, you know, more of a minor thing than a major thing, but still, you know, it's just, it's really something. Anyway, I was just calling to talk and give my opinion. So I hope you and the listeners have a good day.
All right? Thank you. You as well.
Yeah, thanks.
And yeah, I mean, that's right. It is a small thing, but it's also a small thing that doesn't have to happen. You know, like you're never going to be able to stop people from, say, you know, stealing. If you leave a lawnmower out in your yard and somebody comes by and steals it and you say to yourself, well, you know, I shouldn't have left the lawnmower out. I'd like to think I could leave a lawnmower in my yard and not have somebody steal it. But also I left it out. You get that because it's valuable. It has value, and you understand that that's something somebody's going to steal and turn over and sell. I don't wrap my head around stealing inflatables. For what purpose? I mean, I guess unless, and it doesn't make it right, but I guess if it's, you know, like neighborhood kids doing it as a prank or something. But I don't just see the end game of it. Are you going to put it in your own yard? Does somebody buy it from you, or do you put them up online and sell them? I mean, it's not that hard to get found out when you do that stuff. But I also think, too, that, you know, and again, as I mentioned, I've seen videos that people have posted of somebody coming into their yard and taking these things out of their yard. Like, how much can you secure them? Sure, you know you can tie them down so that if it's windy, they don't go anywhere. But what are you going to do? Find a way to lock them up like a bicycle? I mean, that just, first of all, is just strategically difficult, but then also ruins the appearance of what you're looking for, you know? And my neighbor has a couple of inflatables by the door. And the power supply for those, I guess they don't have an outside power plug. So the outlet run, you know, they're running inside to an outlet indoors. So there's an extension cord and it runs into the house And these things plug into the extension cord, and the windows open a little bit, which I don't know how you do that in the winter. I'd be like, go close that window. You're letting all the heat out. But imagine coming over and just stealing those. You know, just plugging. You're just sitting in the house, and all of a sudden you're like, what's tugging on the extension cord over there by the window? Then you look out the window, and somebody's making off with your inflatable Baby Yoda dressed as Santa Claus. That's what they have. It's kind of eclectic. They have Grogu dressed as Santa, and they have Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And it's not a scene or anything. They're just literally standing right next to each other. But they've got little kids, so it's probably what the little kids wanted. But yeah, I guess this is actually an issue, and it's disgusting. You would think that at Christmas, of all the times of the year. But then again, think about all the Christmas scams that go on. Think about all the Christmas theft that goes on. You know, it's their busy season too, I guess. Just as much as it's Santa Claus's busy season, it's also the busy season for scumbags. Don't be a scumbag. Don't steal somebody's holiday decorations. And you know, if you've had it happen to you, or if you know somebody it's happened to, give me a call, 508-996-0500. Because I bet you we'll get some stories of the ridiculous. Like, why would you steal that? Like, how many times have you had to question why a criminal does something that they do? You know, we put up all these crime stories on WBSM.com, and every once in a while you get a wacky one. You're like, what? Of all things? But who knows why people do what they do. That's the fun of talking about things on the radio, is we can play armchair psychologists and try to think about what kind of person goes and steals an inflatable out of somebody's yard. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, let me take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. My moratorium on Christmas music is over because we are a week out. So now we can play. I'm like Bane in, The Dark Knight Rises.
Once we're a week from Christmas, now you have permission to play Christmas music.
So, yeah, we'll play some, not exclusively this week, but we'll mix them in. And, of course, that's going to be the first one that I play every year, because that's my favorite band of all time. And that's probably my favorite Christmas song, is their performance of that. So, but we've got some others. We'll play some others that I like. Maybe you don't like. And I turned the keys over to programming our Christmas music for Christmas Eve and New Year's to our friend Nancy Hall from Fun 107. I have her programming all the Christmas music for you, because she said, she knows what people like to hear. And Tim, you're just going to play weird stuff that you think people should hear. And I was like, yeah, that's a fair point. I'm going to play wacky stuff if I do that. And that's probably not the time to do it on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So I'll do all that in the lead up to Christmas. And I'll trust Nancy to come up with your playlist. She's the expert. She's the music director for Fun 107. She knows her stuff. And as she said, you know, music programming music is not about what you want to hear. It's about what people want to hear. So we'll let her handle that part. But I'm going to take you on a weird ride of holiday music between now and Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, you're probably thinking to yourself, my house does not look festive enough on the inside. Maybe you've got inflatables on the outside with all your lights and everything, but you want to have a more of a Christmas flair inside, especially with all the relatives coming over, right? Or maybe you want to have something that you can give to them when they come over, a gift. Or maybe you're going to somebody's house and you want to bring a host gift. You can find everything that you need at Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven. Right now, Potting Bench is all decked out for the holidays, and you should see it when you walk in. I mean, you just feel like you're walking into a winter wonderland. The store always looks amazing, but especially now at Christmas. They're inside the CVS Plaza on Route 6 in Fairhaven, and they have the best selection of pre-decorated boxwood trees in different themes, so you can put them... You can have a different theme in every room in your house and have a tree to put in it. I know people that have multiple trees in their house. Barry Richard used to be one of those people. I remember him writing about it. We did an article where he had photos of all the different Christmas trees he had in his house. But they also have things like holiday poinsettias, wreaths, centerpieces, live plants, silk arrangements, or you can choose fresh flowers from the cooler. They also have one-of-a-kind ornaments if you need that special gift for someone on your list. So stop by Potting Bench Florists and Gifts and inside the CVS Plaza in Fairhaven. Talk to Danielle and her team, and they can make the perfect arrangement for you or help you find the perfect decorative item or gift for this holiday season. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A government shutdown avoided. A vitamin D warning for older Americans. And time is running out to get those gifts where they need to go.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have reached a deal to avert a government shutdown. Congress reached an agreement Tuesday afternoon, pushing back the funding deadline from December 20th to March 14th. The decision buys time for the next Congress and incoming president to work out how the government should be funded for the upcoming year. Luigi Mangione is being indicted for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg announced the grand jury indictment on Tuesday. Mangione is still in custody in Pennsylvania after being arrested at a McDonald's on December 9th. He's accused of fatally shooting Thompson on a New York City sidewalk on December 4th. A federal judge is denying Donald Trump's request to advance a lawsuit against journalist Bob Woodward. Trump sued Woodward in 2023 after giving 19 interviews for Woodward's book Rage. Trump claimed that even though he participated in the interviews and allowed them to be recorded, Woodward wasn't authorized to sell the audio recordings. On Tuesday, a judge denied Trump's request to expedite the lawsuit. An independent panel of health experts is recommending against the use of vitamin D and calcium by older Americans to prevent falls and fractures. Although calcium and vitamin D are both important for good bone health, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says the supplements aren't regulated, don't work, and can increase the risk of kidney disease. The panel says it's healthier to get calcium and vitamin D through what you eat, including salmon, tuna, milk, yogurt, and cheese. The December holiday travel rush is set to start this weekend. AAA expects a record 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. That's a 3.5% increase over last year and back to pre-pandemic levels. And folks are running out of time to get their holiday gifts sent. The U.S. Postal Service says today is the last mailing date to ensure delivery before Christmas for first class and ground advantage services. UPS says packages will need to be with them by Thursday for their three-day select service. And FedEx, meanwhile, recommended getting boxes shipped by Tuesday, yesterday, for their ground and home delivery options.
WBSM Sports.
After a game with the Calgary Flames last night, Bruins head over the border to play the Edmonton Oilers on Thursday. The Boston Celtics are home at TD Garden to host the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. And the New England Patriots play the Buffalo Bills Sunday in New York. Game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're in for a mild day today here on the South Coast after temperatures reached the 60s on Tuesday. Highs today coming close to 50. On Thursday, the mid-40s. Both days will have mostly sun, but there will be a quick moving rainstorm coming through in between. On Friday, we drop to the 30s. Clouds increase. Right now, we expect a light wintry mix to begin in the afternoon, possibly briefly changing to all snow showers on Friday night. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. So when I was a kid, that was my favorite Christmas album was a Very Special Christmas album. And I like that one, and I like the second one. And then once I got to the third one, I was just like, some of these just aren't as good. They're not the same instant classics they were. But my Christmas music was comprised of those albums, of, you know, and other things here and there, but those albums. And then every year, Barry Scott on the Lost 45s would have his Lost in Christmas edition, where you hear some of these Christmas songs that I never knew existed. And then, of course, Dr. Demento's Christmas special with all the novelty Christmas songs. So you'll get a little taste of all of that over the next week. But I'm getting some response to the conversation we started off with this morning about people stealing inflatables and I guess other decorations out of people's yard, which I just think is absolutely horrendous. But I also like when people get creative with their decorations as well. And a lot of people who went out to Home Depot or Spirit Halloween or wherever they got it from that went out and bought those 12-foot skeletons, they're trying to get as much life out of those, no pun intended. So they don't want it to just be a Halloween decoration. In fact, I know people that keep theirs up year round now. Because they're like, what, like $300? So if you're going to pay that much money for it, yeah, make it a year round thing. But Jeff in Fall River says, I have a neighbor who still has the 12 foot tall skeleton on his front lawn with a Santa hat on. I'm going to guess that he's going to leave that out there and change it for the seasons. You know, if I had the space for one of those, I would get one, like, you know, the space to be able to put it out there and secure it and everything. I would get one and I would do that. That would be like my equivalent of having the flagpole out by the front door that you change. You know, my ex-wife had one of those where you have the flag and, you know, happy spring, happy Easter, and then, you know, 4th of July, and then you have, I don't know, whatever the next one is. I don't think you put out a Labor Day flag, but, you know, then you've got your Halloween flag, you know, like you change it with the seasons and all that stuff. I'd do that with the skeleton. That would be my equivalent. And I've also seen people who have gotten really, really, really creative with those and turn those into like bigger creatures. I was in Taunton when I went to go pick up my cat and somebody had turned one of those into, or maybe, yeah, I think that's where I was. And somebody had turned this giant skeleton into a giant Krampus. So they just kind of use it as the bones, pun intended, to build onto something bigger. So I think that's pretty cool when people do that. And hopefully nobody's stealing those out of your yard. Carol Ann says, I'm not really shocked. Every year you hear stories of people breaking into the Toys for Tots storage and stealing all the toys. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's horrendous too. Like, how bad of a person do you have to be to steal from not only from an organization that helps kids in need, but now you're also stealing from the kids themselves because now they're not going to get it. They're not going to get those toys. And now kids might go without because you're the jerk that stole from Toys for Tots. And then every once in a while, you know, you get those stories of the person that runs off with the kettle outside of the supermarket. And then how many, you know, purse snatchers are there this time of year? Because they know that somebody's probably walking around with whatever cash they have to go Christmas shopping. It's really, I mean, you would think out of all the times of year that people would feel guilty about it, that this would be it. But hey, what can you expect? Scumbag's gonna scumbag, as they say. But I think, you know, we're talking about extreme situations when those things happen. I think stealing somebody's yard inflatable, it's not quite the equivalent of that. You know, if somebody's making off with all the money from the Salvation Army, or if somebody's stealing Toys for Tots toys, you got to think either they're really desperate or really greedy. What is somebody stealing these inflatables for? You know, and if somebody wants to call in and tell me exactly what they do with them, you know, you can either turn your caller ID off or I'm not going to report you. I just learned a new word from Channel 12, pluviophile, a person who enjoys rain and rainy days and who is fascinated with the sights, sounds, etc. of rain. Well, I guess I'm a pluviophile. I like a rainy day. I'm like Eddie Rabbit. I love a rainy night. As long as I'm indoors. And petrichor is the distinctive scent usually described as earthy, pleasant, or sweet produced by rainfall on very dry ground. Christina Shalhoop, you are always educating us on things. And I did just say to Michael Rock yesterday, I said, hey, since Christina took over the morning weather, I think she's forgetting to send it to WBSM. If you could maybe talk to her about that. So hopefully we're going to get that back on, because I just think she's got so much going on in the morning that she forgot about us. I know she didn't forget about Fun 107, though. I see where your priorities lie, Christina. Yeah, but so, sorry, I got sidetracked by the... All right. Now they're saying... Cyanophile is any organism that loves the snow and can thrive in cold winter conditions. Well, I don't want to know any cyanophiles. People who love snow are weird. Every time there's going to be a snowstorm and you see people getting excited on social media, oh, I hope we get 3 feet of snow. No, you don't. Because you're not going to be happy when you can't leave the house and the power's out for 2 weeks. I always say the people who say that are the people that don't have to drive anywhere, who can just stay home and have a snow week. And granted, the jobs that I've had have never been, you know, vital. Obviously, though, if it snows, people are tuning into the radio, I've got to be here. And before that, if it snowed, my boss is expecting me to be cooking food for people. I used to have to trudge into Mill Pond Diner. I'm going to want to sidetrack here, but I used to have to trudge into Mill Pond Diner in the snow, no matter how bad it was, be there at 5, which meant really get there at like 4, because I had to shovel out the front before I could open so that people could get in. So shovel out the whole front, and very specific way to do it to make sure that didn't damage the front stairs any more than they already were. And then people would be coming in for coffee. So I'd do all that and like nobody would order food. Anyway. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my next break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. And it was hip to be square in, was it 87 when that came out? 88? It was hip to be square then. And then it stopped being hip to be square. And then it became hip to be square again. And I can't tell what's going on now, Huey. You may be able to, but I can't. But I do know that if it's going on, it's on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We've got all kinds of great content up there for you all the time. But the app is the easiest way to access everything WBSM. Whether it is our stories, whether it is the live stream and you're listening to us on the radio, which, by the way, that was me yesterday that knocked us off the air. I'll own it. I will own it. I did something stupid with the computer and couldn't figure it out. And eventually we figured it out. And got it fixed. Now I know what I did wrong, and I won't do that again. But that was me. I will own it when it's my fault. But you can also get our podcasts on the app. You can also get our app chat feature, our open line voicemail feature. So you can either send in texts or send in recorded voicemails to us. You can get special contests, special deals, live traffic every morning. Live weather anytime you want it. Actually, live traffic anytime you want it too, but I'm sure it only matters in the morning. We've got it all right there for you on the WBSM app, and it's all brought to you by South Coast Towing. So take everything that WBSM can do for you wherever you go in the palm of your hand. If you're traveling for the holidays and you still want to be able to listen to all of your hometown radio stations programming, you can hear us worldwide on the WBSM app in crystal clear FM quality sound. And I was looking through the Wayback Machine on the internet the other day, which, if you're not familiar with that, it allows you to see old versions of websites. So it captured moments in time of different websites over the course of the life of the internet. I don't know how far back the Wayback Machine goes, but I can go back and see old WBSM.com pages from going back to the early 2000s. And when I look at it, I look and I see we've been on the forefront of a lot of technology here. Live streaming and podcasting and all that stuff. I know that podcasting has been a thing for the last few years here on a daily basis, but I mean, Spooky South Coast started podcasting in 2006 when there were very few podcasts even around. Because when we started the show, when we were putting it together in late fall of 2005, I said to Matt Costa, I was like, maybe we should try this podcasting thing with it. Instead of just being a radio show on Saturday nights, maybe we should try like recording it and putting out a podcast. I don't even know how we would do that, but people are talking about them and maybe we'll get a few more people that listen. And now look at us. We've been downloaded in the millions of times. And if you missed it, there is a new Spooky South Coast podcast episode for you. Did a show last Saturday and we'll be back full time next month. And who knows, maybe there'll be another pop-up spooky that happens between now and then. Probably not a pop-up on the radio, but, you know, maybe we record a little something and put it up into the podcast feed, getting people excited for what's to come. But I do think the first episode back will probably be a catch-up episode because you haven't talked to us, we haven't talked to you for a while. But anyway, looking back and seeing all that stuff that we've done over the years at WBSM.com, it's no surprise that with the WBSM app, we are on the forefront of media technology once again. And I look forward to all the great new features that will be added to that app as we go forward. And of course, thanks to South Coast Towing for being our partner in that and making it all happen. All right, let me take my final break of this hour and we'll be back in a bit. All right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built. 50 years ago, it's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.